Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
On the subject, I don't know whether it will be a series for all Tuesdays, but I don't know. But I'm teaching on what I've titled, My Authority in Christ. My Authority in Christ. My Authority in Christ Jesus. My Authority in Christ Jesus. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. Verse 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Give me another version. Then he sent, one day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. Note power and authority. He gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. Verse 2. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Jesus knew that when the disciples begin to preach and begin to share the gospel, they were going to encounter demonic interferences. When they begin to preach, because when you look at the verse 2 in the KJV, the verse 2 in the KJV, he said, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. So Jesus knew that when the disciples begin to preach the kingdom of God, there is going to be demonic interferences. There were going to be demonic attacks. So the Bible said that he gave them power and authority. He gave them two things. He gave them what? Two things. What and what? Power and, oh, say power and authority. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Luke 10, 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the disciples, the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So the first thing I want you to understand is that Jesus gave the disciples power and what? Authority. Now, we look at 70 disciples. So after the 12 disciples, there were many more disciples. But the 12 disciples were the people who became the 12 apostles. But there were many disciples of Jesus Christ. So after the 12, Jesus, evangelism was still going on. So 70 of them went to preach. And the Bible said that they returned with great joy. And why were they happy? And Jesus was listening to them whilst they were talking. They said, they were giving him great joy. They said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. So they were happy because demons, devils, evil spirits were under the authority, or they were subject to us. Follow the teaching. Their excitement actually didn't excite Jesus. He was just looking at them. And whilst they were happy, he wanted to quickly correct them. Because the people, the disciples discovered that, when we use the name of the Lord Jesus, the demons are subject to us. They come under our authority. They obey whatever we say. If we say they should leave, they leave. If we say they should run, they run. So they were excited. Now, Jesus quickly had to correct them, because as I'm talking about the disciples, I'm actually talking about us. Remember, we are talking about what? Your authority in Christ. So Christ gave them authority to go and preach the kingdom, heal the sick. But when they came back, they were too excited in an aspect that was secondary to why the power and authority was given. So in the verse, let me get the exact verse. In verse 19 and 20, Jesus quickly began to call. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power." No, go back to 18. Go back to 18. And he said unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Verse 19. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." Verse 20. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice how? Because your names are written in heaven." Now, what was he trying to tell them? He said, be more Christ-centered than demon-centered. Be more conscious of what God is doing or what God has done or what God is going to do than what is happening in the kingdom of darkness. Most of times, many believers focus more on what is happening in the kingdom of darkness and actually living all that is happening in the kingdom of God. He said, be more concerned about who you are in Christ. Be more concerned about who God has made you in Christ. Be more concerned about your Christ likeness, what Christ has made you, where God has put you, what power you have, what blessing you have, what opportunity has been opened up to. Be more concerned about that one. Our spiritual power and authority is derived from our identity in Christ. So the more you get to know Christ, the more you get to discover Christ, the more you walk in this authority and power. Are you following me? So our spiritual power and authority is derived by our position in Christ. So as a child of God, your power is not in the school you go. Your power is not in where you come from. Your power is not coming from even your money. The Bible says that our spiritual authority is from our identity and position in Christ. You'll be blessed tonight. It's from our identity and position in Christ. Now, who we are must always take preeminence or precedence over what we do. Who you are must always be your priority. You must always cherish or be conscious of who you are than what you do. Be conscious of who you are than what you do. Jesus gave his disciples both power and authority. And most of the times people interchange the two. They are two different things, power and authority. Now, let's look at the difference. What is authority? So what I said, that be more conscious about who you are in Christ than what you do. Because a lot of people backslide and lose spiritual power and spiritual authority, and we lose our love for God. When we love what we do more than who we are in Christ. When you are more conscious about what you are doing, you will lose conscious of who you are in Christ. So we must be more conscious about who we are in Christ. And then it will translate into a quality and a better way of doing what God wants us to do. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ, you will do anything. You see, people, why do politicians kill themselves? Why is it that there's so much competition in the corporate world? Because people are more possessive to what they do. But in Christ, it's the other way around. You must be more concerned about who you are in Christ. So when you know who you are in Christ, you will know what to do for Christ in the right way. Now, we said we're going to look at the difference between power and authority. We are starting with authority. Authority is the right to rule, the right to govern, the right to take charge, the right to do something. So it is a legal thing. It's a legal position. Please, are you here? Yeah. The fact that you can do something doesn't mean that you have the right to do it. The fact that you can do something doesn't mean that you have the right to do it. A policeman has the right to stop traffic because he has the authority of the nation. So know the difference. I'll tell you the power one too. So you can't just get up and put authority on yourself and go stopping traffic. You can do that, and that is power. We are coming to that. You have the ability. You can do that if you have the power, if you have the ability, if you have the strength. You can carry a log of wood and cross the road. You stop traffic. Or you can decide when there's traffic. Sometimes you see people directing traffic. Do they have the authority to do that? No. But they have the ability, the power to do that. So you can then, you see, Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. Let's look at that. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. Let every spirit, or let every soul, be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2. Whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God. We are talking about authority. I said authority is what? The right to rule. It's a legal position. It's a legal position. Whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Verse 3. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Verse 5. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Authority. Satan has no authority in heaven and on earth. Let it sink into you that Satan has no authority in heaven and on earth. For that matter, Satan has no authority over the child of God. Because of the definition of authority, what do we say authority was? The right to rule. And it's a what? A legal position. Satan has no legal position in your life. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 19. Matthew 28, 18 to 19. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amplified version of that. the verse 18, Amplified Version. Look at the scripture. He said, and Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule, absolute, total, in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Give me the Message version. Understand this. Satan has no power over you. Satan has no power in heaven. And Satan has no power on the earth. He said, Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Verse 19. So, and go out. So, all power put together, put every power in heaven, in the heavens, put all together, all the powers on the earth, all power, go back to the KJV, all power has been given unto me. 18. All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. It means the devil has a stay of execution of activities over your life. He has no room to operate in our lives. Power, therefore, is the ability to rule. Authority is the right to rule. But power is the ability to rule. So a policeman may have the authority to stop traffic, but he may be paralyzed. So he wouldn't have the ability. I'm coming there. A policeman may have the right to stop traffic and direct traffic, but he may not have the ability because he's not well, because he's crippled, because he has been hurt in an accident. So he will not have the ability, which is the power. So ability and power, they are different. Dynamo is power. Exousia is authority. So sometimes when you are reading the Bible, some of the places they use power is actually authority, because they are close together. So say, oh, MPP is in power. It's accurate to say they are in authority. They are not in power. They are in authority. Are you here? So then even the minister, you cannot even use only power for him. He's in authority. So that's why when you are reading the Bible, some of the power you see is actually exousia. So the difference between authority and power is that authority is the right to rule. And the power is what? Ability to rule. You can carry authority and lack the ability to do something. That's why it's easy for you to make confession. I'm a child of God. I am this. I am that. And yet you are not becoming. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. You say all those things, but yet you are not becoming because you don't have the ability. So, Pastor, how do I develop the ability? Believers here have both authority and must have the power to do all things. So Paul said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the power to do comes from relationship with God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the strengthening of Christ in a man's life enables him to do things. So believers, this is what I wrote here. Believers have both authority to do the will of God because of our position with Christ. Our position in Christ gives us the authority, the power to do God's will only comes to us when we walk with the Spirit. Walking with the Spirit gives you the power. So we see in Luke chapter, it's not part of my notes. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, that's after baptism, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now move to, I think, 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. What happened between verse 1 and verse 14? Jesus went to walk with the Holy Spirit for 40 days and 40 nights. Now he returned in the power. So our ability to do the will of God can only be realized when we walk with the Spirit. Walking with the Spirit is the key to accessing abilities in God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It's a teaching service. You need all the scriptures. Ephesians 6, 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So being strong in the Lord is walking with the Spirit. And whilst you walk with the Spirit, power is released into your life. You are as powerless as you think, as long as you don't walk with the Spirit. But a man or a woman who walks with the Spirit is going to generate power. Power. The Bible said, according to the power that worketh in you. If you walk with the Spirit, maybe it's at Ephesians 3:20. Check it. What is that? Ephesians 3:20. Check it. Kadabaya, kodabayas. Is there something there? Yes. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us." So there is a power that is supposed to be working in us. That power will not manifest until we walk with the Spirit. That is why we declare days of fasting. That is why we pray. That is why you must be worshiping. That is why you must hear the word of the Lord. That is why you must live a holy life. That is why you must live a worshiping life. That is why we must do and practice all the things the Bible is teaching. That is walking with the Spirit. So the more you walk with the Spirit, the more you generate power to do things. There are things that has never happened in your life before, in the life of your family members before, but when you walk with the Spirit, you begin to generate power. My father never pastored the church. I don't know which pastor is in my family, but God gave me power to lead the church. When you walk with the Lord, he gives you power to do things. For some people in their homes, nobody has built a house before. Nobody owns a business. Nobody has become a professor. Nobody has become a lawyer. Nobody has come. When you walk with the Spirit, you generate that power. That power that says that with God, all things are possible. You only realize that when you walk with the Spirit. Power is released to break different levels of limitation. So remember, authority and power. So authority comes before power. Authority comes before delegation. Yes, authority. So maybe there is a program they've invited the president and he cannot go. He can only delegate if he is the one in authority. You cannot delegate until you have the authority. Are you here with me? So every one of us here have the authority. You have the authority in Christ. No doubt. But the power, the ability to do is dependent on your relationship with God. That is why I said it, that you see people confessing, "I am the light of the world, I am this, I am that." It's good to say all that. That is your place of authority. But as to whether the power to do The power to become, the power to reflect that light is there. It's a whole story. It's a whole story. You are the light of the world, but you have become an eclipse. You can't produce light. Something has blocked the light because you are not walking with the Spirit. Are you here? You may think you are not matured in Christ to resist demons and resist the devil. In the flesh, it may be so. In the flesh, you may look like. In the quantifying moment with timing, it may look like. Now, what I've been now by, when they say that, tell them now, own things, Paul, one bantam. Yeah. So, in the flesh, it may look like it's true that you have not spiritually matured to resist demons. Demons are resisted with authority. And that authority, the day you became born again, you received that authority. Day one. The authority in which I operate in is the same authority that a day one Christian will operate in. Because it is the authority that is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is not special to me than is special to another person. Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ. It's like yogurt. Is it because I'm a president that I'm taking yogurt, that yogurt will taste different in my mouth? Am I teaching you something? It's like water. If I buy Voltic water, and you buy Voltic water, and you drink it, does it taste different in my tongue than yours? The authority of the Christian is Christ Jesus. Are you here? That's why I wish I was preaching this on a Sunday, but we can't preach all messages on Sunday. Some of the powerful messages must come on Tuesday. And today, those who are home there, I don't know whether they are alive. I pray that it's not life. Because sometimes we have to make extra effort to listen to the word. Because the secret, today, a lady asked me, she attends another church, another charismatic denomination. And I've known her for a while, but I think she's frustrated in life for a while. But she loves God. She serves in that church very well. I don't want to mention the name, but they love serving God. That's the church. And very happy-going girl. She used to be a very bad girl. And so she asked me a question. Why is it that we have to pray for a long time before God answers our prayers? And I said, has she now discovered that? Some of us discovered it a long time. So as she has discovered, she's welcome to the fold. And I told her that God uses many weapons and tools and systems to train his children. And each child of his, he is the best person to describe their purpose. I don't know what God wants to do with you, but I told her I can tell her that the request she's making to God, somebody knelt down one day and God answered. That is who God is. He is not partial, but he deals with us according to the document he has concerning your life. So when it comes to authority, a day one Christian carries the same authority as the day 20 Christian. There is no difference with the authority we operate in. So Paul took only 3.5 years to learn under Gamaliel. And he began to preach. From that day, he began to preach. He became born again, just 3.5 years. And he wrote almost, let's say, theologians say he wrote about 15 books, and two other books are connected to him. So 17 in all. Meanwhile, the apostles were there. Look at the number of disciples, 12 disciples. And how many books are in the New Testament? 33 books. So if one man is writing 17, he's left with 16 divided by 12. And those 12, we have not mentioned Timothy, we have not mentioned Titus. Are you here? Yeah. And those 12, not all of them even wrote. But this man, whatever he taught the church, we are still preaching. This scripture I quoted, it was Paul. Paul by the inspiration. So the day you become born again, you gain access into the authority of Christ. You can command demons and obey. I'll show you something before we close. I still have 25 minutes. Just pay attention to the preaching. In the flesh, you do not have the ability to resist Satan and his demons, but in Christ, you do. In Christ, you do. The Israelites looked at Goliath fearfully and said, "We cannot fight him." The whole Israelite, they look at one Goliath, they said, they look at him fearfully and they said, "We cannot fight him." Then David came to the scene. He looked at Goliath and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. It wasn't because God was not with the Israelites. It was because they believed they cannot fight Goliath. Please, are you here? Because they thought. So David comes on the scene. A young boy predicted to be 16 and a half, 17 years. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, "What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised?" So whilst the people were hailing Goliath, David came to insult the man. He came to level him, put him at his level, uncircumcised Philistine. David was not trained in the army. So it was the first day David came into battlefield. The first day you become born again, you have access to the authority of Christ. You have access. Today I was watching a video as one of these pastors that have come. When it's ministry, then the people fall down. Is that the first time you came here? Then they fall. Hey. Do you have a problem? And he will add the poof. So you are not well. Then they will fall. And the ushers will put them down and they will come up. So do you want to heal? Hey. I'm like, wow. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So when you become born again today, you have access to the authority. It's like a child. So Mrs. Jones, when you went to labor and you gave birth to all your children, is it not from day one that you call them your children? Yes. From day one, they put the Jones on them. So from day one of your birth, you have access. So maybe it may look like Dr. Tabel is powerful. It may look like Archbishop Benson Idahosa was powerful. It may look like Danka William is powerful. It may look like Istut Anaba is powerful. They only became powerful by the same name you have believed on. And the name is not specially made for them and less made for you. It's the same quality of authority. Please, are you here? The army saw Goliath in relation to themselves. So when they saw Goliath, they were looking at their physical self. And then they trembled. But when David came on the scene. He looked at Goliath in relation to his God. So in the flesh, you would think that you don't have what others have. You would think that your authority... No, no, no. When you come to Christ, even your pocket does not matter. It is Christ that matters. So when you focus on Christ, you begin to take a new stature. Something that your past could not give to you, Jesus will give to you. So when David came, he saw Goliath in relation to God and he triumphed over him. I don't know what Goliath is ahead of you. You have that authority. And tonight, I pray that somebody's mind is rewired. You have that authority to walk into darkness, dispel darkness. You have that authority. One day, Bishop Oyedepo said, they called him that one of his favorite cousins was going mad. So they've locked the man in a room. And nobody, everybody was scared to enter, even go and open and give him food. So when they are going to give him food, two people. So one will open and they put the food and they lock the door. So Bishop Oyedepo said they should drive him to the place. They beg him, Baba, please don't go. Baba, I said, oh, take him. When he got there, he said, open the door wide. Then he called the cousin to come and sit in his car. Let me see which mad spirit will follow you into my car. So he drove him. He said, when the man sat in his car, he began to sleep. When he drove through town and came and alighted him, the guy got down. And the guy said, ah, we have exams next week, so I'm going back to school. Then the people say, hey, you see, there is an authority. And okay, I'll continue next week. Wherever I end today, I'll continue on Tuesday next week. There is an authority that when you discover, you rest in the Lord. No matter what happens to you, no matter what you do, no matter what has come out of your life, you will rest. It's a realm. It's a knowing. It's a revelation. You will rest in the Lord. When this eclipse was coming, some people took advantage and started talking occultic things. They said the world is resetting. So everybody must prophesy. And I said, these are occultic boys wearing clerical behind the pulpit. People are always finding stories to put people in fear and anxiety. But when you are in a certain realm, what they call a loss is a gain to you. What they call a mess is a message for you. What they call a test is a testimony for you. Hallelujah. When you enter into trouble or face demonic interference in life, remember that you and Jesus equal a majority. You and Jesus, you form the majority. Christ is our spiritual authority. Write it down. Christ is our spiritual authority. There is this man of God in Nigeria. He mentions different kinds of powers. He's working with what? Gandusa, Gandusa. There are powers that people use. But your spiritual authority. That is why if you want to be a Christian, drop all other powers. Anything that makes you feel safe, but not of Christ, drop it. Some people have beads from their grandmothers that when you wear this, the spirit in our house will protect you. Yeah. Some men have some cloth that they always sleep with. They said they go for a festival and Ebusuapenyi gives it to all the men who are working in the city. Yeah, that they took a stone in your father's house and they said, put it in your office. So that is where, it's like when the stone is not there, you feel unsafe. No. Christ is
our spiritual authority. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, quickly. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence, for God calls foolish people. God called us weak people. God called us confused people. We had no direction. We have to become fools for Christ's sake. We have to be weak for Christ's sake. People must insult us for Christ's sake, because our confidence is not in our flesh. Our confidence is not in what we have. Our confidence is not in our certificate. Our confidence is not in our money. Our confidence is not in what we say or where we have been to. Our confidence, our class, is the Christ class. That is where we take our identity, and every other thing is secondary. We don't have confidence in our flesh. Don't have confidence in your flesh. Don't have confidence in what you have. Don't have confidence in who you know. Don't walk around and look at these girls on social media, what is happening to them. Yeah, one has been asked to stay off the screen, and the mess is coming up. So these are people, you take them as role models. I keep warning you people that don't focus on the word of the Lord. And this is the day they also speak motivation. They are motivational speakers. They are invited to big, big programs. And look at the rot. So our spiritual authority is Christ Jesus. At the mention, 3 days ago, they called me that none of our members isn't well. The child is not well. And he's not able to sleep for 3 days. And distress and blah, blah, blah. So somebody in the church sent me a message that I should call so-and-so. And this is the situation. When I called, the mother was almost crying. Said, this is the situation. And I said, oh, okay, let's pray because I'm far away. Because I went somewhere, just went to wait on the Lord a bit. So we prayed. After we prayed, I called the person who called me after some 10 minutes, that how far? Because I try as much as possible not to get too familiar with my members. But I have many eyes in the church. Pastor has many eyes. So be careful who you gossip about pastor to. It will get to me. Amen. I have many loyalists in the church. So I said, yeah. So how far? Said the lady said, after you finish praying for the child, 3 days this child has not slept. In 3 minutes, the boy has slept like he has fallen asleep. So the next day I call the woman and say, he said, Pastor, God bless you. God bless you. The boy slept and woke up the next morning. It's not me. It's a revelation you have in Christ Jesus. That's all. That is the trick. Is revelation in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we all have that authority. The disciples said, the demons are subject to us in your name. Luke 10:17. We are going to use that to end. I have 15 minutes. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. The word subject, let's look at the Greek word, the word subject, that subject is B-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O, P-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O, P-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O. It's good to understand that. That word subject is a military term meaning to arrange in order. They were subject unto us, means that they arranged themselves in order. So when we said they should sit, they sat. When we said they should stand, they stood. When we said they should go, they went. That's the meaning. And it's a military term. So imagine the military field and a commander is giving instructions, go. So that was what they were trying to say, that when we went on the field, we were shocked that in your name, when we cast the demons, they went. When we rebuilt the spirit of infirmity, it responded. Why? Because we used your name. It pictures a group of soldiers following precisely orders from their commands or their commanders. So that's the meaning of the subject. Like, imagine soldiers and the commander is there. See, left 10, then they all 10. Right 10, jump, sit. So this was the 70 said, that when we went, when we said they should jump, they jump. Hey, so they were happy. That was why Jesus quickly corrected them. That don't be too excited with this one. This one is too small. But be more excited that your names are written in heaven. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Just the verse 1, quickly. I have to land. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. So I'm coming to something positive. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God. God is saying to us, for your spiritual protection, get in rank and follow me. Jesus is saying, for you to have spiritual protection, get into rank and follow me. That's it. For you, for us to enjoy spiritual protection, every child of God needs that protection. When the child of God goes out of rank, one of the prophecies in Joel chapter 2, I don't know whether you can find it. They were all in their ranks. When the mighty army rises, the Bible said that they were all in their ranks. Listen, there are ranks in the kingdom of God. That's why you must give honor to whom an honor is due. So when we go outside our rank, we lose our spiritual protection. Yes, we lose our spiritual protection. Getting out of rank destroys the Christian protection spiritually. Getting out of rank destroys. That's why you see, when they have a car, they will talk about what? Alignment. Every time they will tell you to go and do what? Roadworthy. Every roadworthy certificate comes with what? Alignment. Because if the car is not in alignment, you have destined the car for an accident one of these days. Because while you think it's going straight, it will be going like this. And you'll be talking on the phone and very like, behind. So when we have to stay, so he said, thank you. They shall run like mighty army or mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. That is a winning army. That is a winning army. They are energetic. They are passionate. They are aggressive. They are directional. And they remain. So you cannot be passionate and not be in rank. That's why sometimes you'll be doing something. You want to do something. And pastor will say, it does not conform to what we want to do. Because you may be passionate. You may be, for people to climb the wall like men of war, that means, Charlie, they are strong, they are passionate, they are determined. It's good. The next one is they match everyone on his way. That means they had direction, they had path, they are following, they are fast, they are walking. But the most important thing is that they did not break their ranks. They did not break their ranks. So as a church member, make sure you give honor to whom honor is due. In your department, in the church, know the leaders, know the elderlies, know the fathers, know the mothers. The Bible said that treat the elderly women as mothers. Treat the elderly men as fathers. So be careful if you're in a department and elderly people are there. Don't think you are the same. Have honor. Respect them. It's, you must remain in your rank. Now, let me push it and wrap it up. Spiritual authority is not a tug of war on a horizontal plane, but it's a vertical plane. When it comes to spiritual authority, we are dealing with something vertical, something from above to beneath, from heaven to earth. It is a vertical chain of command. Write it down. Spiritual authority is a vertical chain of command. Jesus Christ has all the authority in heaven and on earth. All the authority in heaven and on earth. We saw that in Matthew 28:18. He is at the top of the chain of command. And he has given us the same authority to do his will on earth. Listen to that statement well. He is at the top of the chain of command and has given his authority and power to us to exercise in his name in order to do his will on earth. So we don't have the spiritual authority to do what we like. We have this so that we can exercise the authority of Christ to do what God wants. So if God wants you to do something, God wants to make sure that he has empowered. Why do you send someone when you have not empowered him? Before you send someone, you should have empowered him. If I say, go and weed this place for me, I should make sure that cutlass and whatever you use is available. Are you here? So God will not send us without empower. And the reason why we are joint heirs with Christ. How many of you have forgotten? Yeah, you've not forgotten. We are joint heirs with Christ. So if Christ is sitting at the apex of authority, you have to know. You have to know. You have to know. You have to. When you know this, and you know this, and you keep studying and walking with the Spirit, you will generate so much power. That is why the disciples were not able to cast out the demon from the young man. And when Jesus came, he cast it out. Then he said, why couldn't we? They had the authority, but they did not have the power. So what did Jesus tell them? Walk with the Spirit. This one, you have to increase the way you walk with the Spirit. It's not only about prayer, but what? You must add fast. So sometimes we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Increase your spiritual walk with God. Increase your walk with the Spirit. Change the gear. Somebody said, they have been feeling depressed for a while. I say, I put you on a spiritual medicine. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. When you wake up, 1 hour prayer. When you are going to sleep, 1 hour. Just speak in tongues. Don't ask God for anything. Play song and pray for 1 hour. Libra dosha tabaya. Leba kato baradeya barosha. Me kabababa sudelebe. Pray for 1 hour. In the night, pray for 1 hour. By the time the person did it for 3 nights, he called, say, pastor, something just has left me. I say, yes. When you increase your spiritual walk with God, you receive new power. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up with wings. So the mountain is depending on how you walk with God. Am I teaching well? Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Don't operate in a power that is less, else you blow your device. Do you know if you give this device a low-powered current, you can destroy the device? Yeah. That's why we have stabilizer, we have step up, we have step down. There is a required current that must pass through the organ. You increase it or decrease it, you can damage the organ. It will be inefficient. And some Christians are inefficient. They are not operating at the levels they should be. Instead of writing essays with the Spirit, they are still learning A, B, C, D with the Spirit. Instead of writing comprehension and answering questions from comprehension, they are still doing A for apple, B for boy, C for cat, D for dog, E for what? Eagle, F for what? Fish, J for what? Goat, H for what? Horse, I for what? What? Ice cream. God help us. May God help us to walk with the Spirit in a higher dimension. May we not lose hearing from God. May our ears be sharp. May our spirit be sharp. May our spirit be sharp. May our ears be sharp to the Spirit. May our discerning be sharp to the Spirit. I thought you were saying amen. Yeah. May you be sharp. One time, LP has been buying some foodstuffs. He has been buying foodstuffs from a woman by the house. So one day, I was doing a prayer walk. Praying. And then the Lord spoke to me that woman is a wizard. It's a witch. Because for some time, I realized, small time, the children will react to something I was wondering. So I told her that she should never buy from that woman again. And that was the end. They never reacted again to anything. You must learn to walk with the Spirit. We're here when Apostle Sidney was ministering and picked the child and said, change the school of the child. Because that was where the child had the attack. 4-year-old boy having stroke. And he insisted he should change the school. You need to be spiritual. It's good to be spiritual. It's good to be spiritual. Even when you fall, rise. And when you rise, keep going. Sharpen and keep sharpening your ears. Keep sharpening. Keep working very diligently to establish what the voice of God is to you. Because it takes diligence to identify what the voice of God is to you. The way God speaks to me may be different from the way he speaks to you. I know when God is speaking to me. I know without a shadow of doubt. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody and she was telling me that, do I know that the day I gave her the prophecy that some U.S. documents are being made, somebody is working a document for her in U.S. for her to come to school. She didn't even have an idea. That week, her former boss, who is there, called her and said, I'm going to give you an invite because I want you to come for this training. You have to sharpen your spiritual senses. It will save you from danger. And the more you do that, the more you see how powerful it is to be in Christ. It's a powerful thing. Amen. Amen. We are under the authority of Christ, but we share it for the purpose of doing his will. Now, what of Satan and his demons? They are at the bottom, subject to the authority of Christ invested in us. Satan is at the bottom. Give me 5 minutes, I'll wrap up. They have no authority to rule over your life. Why have you given him authority? Close the door. You have given the devil too much. Pastor, how have I opened the door? Don't worry, I'm still teaching on fear. So this is augmenting the message on Sundays. So Sundays will run on the Fearless Christian, and Tuesdays for this month, we will talk about our authority. I'll talk more about your authority. Because sometimes you amaze me the way you react to certain things. Yeah. You have to. So Satan and his people are down, even in the kingdom of the devil. The last group are witches and wizards. Last group, seventh. And they are the people that you are afraid of most. Witch, fly with broom. They can't even use aeroplane. They use broom. Broom. You fly aeroplane, you're still afraid of someone who use broom. Ah. Because you don't know who you are. You are a dangerous moving power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why then does the kingdom of darkness seem to exert such negative influence in the whole world and even in the lives of Christians? Are you concluding at that point? Because from what I'm teaching, you should be asking this question. With all the authority pastor is talking about, then why then is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the devil, they've taken over social media, they have taken over music. Right now the music is all over now. They're also singing songs with God inside. They're also singing songs with Jehovah inside. Some of them are singing songs with Hosanna inside. So people are tempted to sing their song in the church. Maybe one day, Tuesdays, I have to do teaching on music. The origin of music, blah, blah, blah. I taught the choir part of it sometime. The origin of music, where it went, what happened, we need to know. Some of you here are even confused. Maybe today, cry, you have soaked Celine Dion before coming here. You have to understand the concept of music. Yeah. And pastors don't want to teach about these things because people will be offended, people will stop your church because they want to live a free life and then have God. But it doesn't work like that. That is why generations upon generations are getting corrupted. And more, if you don't take care, in the next 50 years, nobody will be in churches. Yeah. Because one COVID pair that came, look at what happened. But if we have about 5 more COVID, what will happen to the church? Empty, empty barrel. Amen. Now, so why does this happen? Because Satan has a ministry called the Ministry of Deception. Satan has deceived the whole world. Please get it well. Do you know that you can be very deceived and still think that you have not been deceived? Have you bought mobile phone at Circle before? Or do you know somebody who has bought mobile phone at Circle before? Okay, me. I bought a phone at Circle. Let me tell you what happened. Those days that we were hustling. I was going for afternoon duty. I passed through Circle and I saw the phones. I didn't know they were Aluguzan guys. So I went to stand there. You know, they will show you the original one. Then when you are bargaining and they say they don't sell them, you don't even know when they will swap and who will come for the original. Then I bought it. Then when I came to the workplace, it worked. So it was working. Then my boss saw me that same day. He said, where did I go? So the guy is a second. He even gave me his number. So I had not even called. So when I typed, when I saved the number and we called, it came as Two Fingers. That's the name that came, Two Fingers. So I told my boss that his name is Two Fingers. You can call him. So up to now, when you mention Two Fingers, I don't all laugh. My boss was insisting they should bring the same thing. Unfortunately for him, so when it came, it was key soap. Key soap that was inside. The thing didn't, there was no battery, nothing. Empty case with key soap inside. So they cut the key soap in the size of the phone. So it looked heavy like iPhone, but nothing. Deception. But when he brought it to, he took it to. And because I had my own crowd, by 3 days' time, the thing didn't come up again. You can be so deceived and you say you think you are not deceived. There are people here that if I mention to you some of the false prophets in town, you will tell me I'm lying. If I tell you that this person is a homosexual but is a prophet, you will not believe it. If I tell you that this person is into occult and is prophesying, you will not believe me. If I tell you that this one is into blood money, sakawa, and is a prophet, you will not believe me. Because you think that the ability to mention date of birth, the ability to mention what I did yesterday, where I'm going tomorrow, makes me a prophet. No. It's a common thing to the witch doctor and the soothsayer. Are you here? Are you here with me? It's a common thing. If you want to prophesy, they'll use some water to wash your eyes, and your eyes have opened. What water did they use to? I don't know. But you begin to see, and you can add. Then they add prophet to their name. They cannot preach word of God well. They cannot break down the word of God. All that they preach about is motivation. Be humble. Be kind. Be nice. These days, they don't preach anything exegetical. They just say normal things. So they get one verse. I can do all things and know what to say. No, you. If you listen to them over time, you will see that they never preach anything like what I've been preaching. They don't go there. Yeah. Because they don't have it. What they can do is that they can mention your name, telephone number, blah, blah, blah. They are copying what is original. But most Christians are not discerning. So the deception of the devil is so high. One day I saw a vision. As a prophet on the Spinter's Road, I entered into his church. When I entered into it and I sat down and he was preaching, he turned into a beautiful girl, fair and long hair, whilst he was preaching. And he saw that I have seen him. And I walked out of the church. It was in a vision. So the devil has deceived the whole world to believe that he's powerful. He has deceived us all to believe that he eat with day by no day. Are you here? Satan is a deceiver. That is why even when I'm doing deliverance, I don't even want the devil, the demon, whatever, to talk. Because as much as he's saying, I am your grandmother, I don't want you to move for it, he may actually be deceiving me too. Because the devil is the father of all liars. So what he's saying, you know, there's the most important thing, whether you are the auntie, you are the cousin, whatever, just come out and go. That's what I want. Just move out. That is what the authority, he said, saying, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. But we don't believe it because 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. If I don't land there, I have to say something to close the message. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. Give me NLT version. The whole world. We know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. BBE. I want you to get a good picture. BBE. We are certain that we are of God, but all the world is in the power of the evil one. He has deceived the whole world. Satan is not an equal power with God. Please write it down. It is not like God is fighting Satan. No. Satan is not equal. Satan is not, even money is powerful than Satan. Remember the parable. You cannot serve God and what? Yes. So money is powerful. The spirit of money is powerful. It stays at the same place with God. Satan is not equal to the power of God. He is a disarmed, defeated, fallen archangel. Satan is a disarmed, number one. A defeated, number two. A fallen, number three, archangel. How can an archangel be equal to God? Even when he was in heaven. Hello, are you here? Even when he was in heaven, he was an archangel. He was Lucifer. And archangel was a creation of the creator. So how can the creator or the creature or the creation be equal to the creator? So Satan is not at the same, Satan is not as powerful as God. He's a disarmed, a defeated, and a fallen archangel. Colossians 2:15. My last scripture. Colossians 2:15.
And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Even when he was in heaven, he was a creation of God Almighty. How do you think that he's as powerful? The devil is not as powerful as God. No. But if he can deceive you that he has more power than you, you will live as though what he has said is true. So though you have the power, you will behave like you don't have the power. That's why it makes it look like the devil is powerful. The devil has taken the minds of people because we don't believe. So if you don't believe, you have been given authority over the kingdom of darkness, and you don't exercise it, you will live as though you don't have it. So that's the point where the atheists will argue with you that what is belief. So normally when you meet them, they will ask you to look for the definition of belief. Belief means accepting something without fact. Then they will lock you. So are you that a fool that you are believing? And that is the point. God is not dealing with facts per se. He's dealing with truth. He's dealing with truth. So, example of fact and truth is that I say, Charis Temple is a powerful church. So I meet somebody, I say, oh, come to our church, powerful, come on the Tuesday service. Then he comes. Only 15 people or 20 people. No choristers, no instrument, no band, no sound. Like, is that the church that he says is powerful? But of a truth, Charis Temple is a powerful church. So, the Bible says, blessed is he that believeth when he has not seen. So, Christianity is not a religion of facts, but it's a religion of faith in God through Christ. Did you understand that? So Christianity is not about fact. If it's about fact, then when you give your life to Christ now, you cannot claim that you're a child of God. Because it's not about fact. It's about faith. It's spiritual. So believing means that I accept. Though I have not seen it. Do you believe that there is God? Have you seen God before? Have you seen Jesus before? Have you seen the Holy Spirit before? So the argument, when they bring that argument, I ask them, do you believe you have brains? Then they will say yes. Then I say, have you seen your brain before? Oh, pastor, but where the brain is, how will I know? And I say, it's the same thing. You have not seen your brains. Right? Do you have heart? He said, yes, I believe it is here. I said, have you seen your heart before? He said, oh, I feel it beating. He said, me too. I feel the Holy Spirit. I see God. I see God. I hear God. Do you have kidneys? He said, yes. Say, yes. You have not seen the kidney. But you say you have. I pray that this teaching, next week I'll take it higher. Our authority in Christ. How to deal with the devil in a professional way, that you will not stress yourself. He's a very stressed being, and he wants us to also get stressed. We have to deal with, we should leave all the stress on his head and enjoy all that God made us. I prepared a sermon, 21 things the devil cannot do. When I was preparing it, I was so happy. I was like, hey, so all these things we think the devil can do, he can. There are 21 things the devil cannot do. When you get to know, I prepared it 2 years ago, but I have not preached it yet. 21 things the devil cannot do. And I'm going to teach you. Amen. Remember who the devil is.
that he is not equal in power with God. And number two, he is what? A disarmed, a defeated, and a fallen archangel. Yes. He is not God. God has no beginning and has no end. He didn't come from anywhere and is not going anywhere. He is the Alpha and Omega. But the Satan was Lucifer who fell. And Lucifer was an archangel in charge of music, in charge of administration in heaven. But he tried to ascend the throne of God. And there he changed from being Lucifer to becoming the devil. So the devil is not God's co-equal. But Christ is co-equal with God. And Christ has lifted us to become joint heirs with him. So if God is on level one and Christ is at level one, you and I are at level one by privilege of what Christ has done for us. So what God's words can do when we repeat those same words that Christ can say, we too will say, the things that those words did when God spoke it, they will happen when we speak. Amen. I thought you were clapping. Close your eyes and pray. I took your time, but I had to learn. Pray for 1 minute that, Lord, give me a deeper understanding into my authority in Christ. My authority in Christ. In the name of Jesus, let me know myself. It's more important to know who you are in Christ than to know what you do in Christ. Pray that God open my eyes to know who I am. Open the eyes of my spirit. Kede bahashanda bahayash. Le brando she balada. Le kabado she brandi sidimarosa. Barade sedea damaro sadabas. Mero shabani korodo sibadas. Le brando shadamia kadea baloras. Maraga sodani marages. Shagalala gabalodes. Lebranda kamaro shada dada. Lebranda papaya katalabaya. May you begin to walk in authority. May you begin to walk in the authority in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. And thank you for listening. But remember the definitions, they were clear. Authority is what? The right to, and power is what? The ability to rule. And we said Satan is not equal in power with God because he is what? A disarmed, a defeated, and what? A fallen archangel. And we also said what? We should focus on who we are in Christ more than what we do. Because they were rejoicing that the demons were subject to them. And Jesus said, don't think this is too light. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. That means become more Christ-centered and God-centered more than what is happening in the kingdom of the devil. It's not bad to know what is happening there, but it's easy to know. You don't spend your time getting to know what is happening. Get to know who you are in Christ, who you have become, what you can become, what is available for you, what you must do to get what is available. Get to know them, because the more that happens, the more you grow and you realize that the power of the devil has nothing to do with you. But if you don't know that it has nothing to do with you, it will continue to haunt you and damage everything about you. Amen. Amen. Yes, God bless you. And I pray that these Tuesdays will be a blessing. I'll stay on this Christ authority thing. I will be there. My authority in Christ. I need to teach you well.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Caris Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Caris Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Caris. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.